I'd like to welcome you back. We're now out of executive session, back in regular session of the study session for Monday, November 17th, 2008. Next item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting. We'll begin with page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, just on item 7A, the Cardinale application. I'm not going to ask that it be removed from the consent agenda, but that shouldn't be construed as support for this item. I served on the prior council and had some real concerns about this particular application, but I don't think it serves a purpose to take it off consent tonight. Thank you, Mayor.
Councilmember Richens?
I think I'd rather have it off.
Just introduction.
Well,
but I don't even want to go down that. I don't even want to go down the road with introduction yet on this one. I don't think it's near ready to go that far. I know we do that all the time, but.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I have concerns, and it doesn't go with the case. It's how it's presented in the stipulations and in the ordinance that's been introduced. And I don't think I could, and this isn't on the merits, I don't think I could support it right now as it's written, which tells me that there's going to be amendments that are going to come into this to make this palatable. And we can either introduce tonight and go through and make the amendments, which means we'll have to reintroduce, or we can talk about those and have that discussion tonight and give some direction. So however you want to do it. We certainly can't do that on the consent agenda. Councilmember Summers?
I'm thinking we should just continue this particular item for 30 days, or well, when we got to 8th of December, is it?
We have meetings on December 1st and December 8th.
Would that be enough time?
I don't care if it goes into January.
I understand the on both sides, and certainly the property owner. I see Mr. Ward out there. I just have some, to me, the stipulations and the things that we will have to do to make this thing work for all parties involved, we're going to have to get more specific as to the kinds of obligations and the kind of things that are going to happen in my mind. And I don't know that the stipulations, as I read them right now, they're pretty broad. And I don't know that gives anybody the confidence in the process that it will, that we'll be able to run it through. So I'd either want to continue it or at least have that discussion.
Mayor and Council, maybe the discussion, City Attorney, a good idea. It sounds like there's a lot of issues. Maybe we should schedule for a future study session before we put it on the agenda. Is that where you're going, or do you think you just want to wait?
Because, for example, I have not had a chance to meet with we've been trying to schedule with some of the residents. I know some of the council members have. I have not. I have met with the applicant. I have one, but I have not had a follow-up meeting, which I think is scheduled for this week or something, too.
Wednesday.
Express my feelings. Yeah, Wednesday.
I know Wednesday if you want in on that.
I think I'm going to be there. So,
okay.
Gee, have your people call my people, okay? And
walk across the hall.
You know, this is something that I think it's sensitive enough. I think this is a tough issue, and I think I've heard other council members, certainly in the newspaper, talk about how tough it is. We have a unique situation where there was a deal, there was a bargain that was made 7 years ago. We have an applicant who was not part of that bargain directly, but by stepping into the situation or the position of the party that made the deal has accepted those terms, who now comes and wants a change. You know, anytime we have that, I think we need to look very, very carefully, because things do change. The world is not static. I don't need to tell anyone that. And a bargain that was made yesterday or last century can always change. But we have to respect the fact that there was a deal made. The reason why I'm not comfortable with what we have right now is that I think that the burden to change that should be pretty high, and that it should be made in a way that that looks beyond what was accomplished when the original deal was made. I'm not confident that we're there yet. And the deal was made basically to mitigate real or perceived negative impacts on the neighbors. And so that the deal was made. I'm not convinced that we've gotten to the stage or to the point where we've reached that level of specificity in the documentation that says that we've passed that burden. I think that there's a chance we can get there, and everyone can end up better. I think we can get there and let them get there, but I don't believe we're there yet. So, Councilmember Fenter.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question for Mr. Wesley. I saw some paperwork with regard to a legal protest. Is that actually going to be the case?
Mayor, Councilmember Fenter, at this point, no, there's not sufficient signatures on that protest to constitute a legal protest and require the larger vote.
Okay, so if we want to pull it off and go back for more, do we need a motion?
Withdraw
it. If it's,
just withdraw it.
Take it off.
If it's direction of council, we can just withdraw it from the agenda.
Does everyone feel comfortable with withdrawing this?
I would.
Mayor,
like,
John's looking like he wants to say something.
Mayor, we have noticed this, I believe, at this point. I'll have to check on that.
If we've published and if council removes it, we'll just have to publish again with the new date, the new public hearing date.
Okay. Now, I think rather than just leave it at that, what I would be looking for, and perhaps if I could get some fellow council members to build in, and for example, one of the stipulations, I'll tell you what my issue is. The stipulations the exclusion of conditions number 16, permitted uses on lots F and G. As I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the original zoning case, this is an M1, which had a stipulation that lots F and G could only be used for C2 compliant uses. And what we're being asked to do is to remove that exclusion, which basically takes it back to M1. And I understand that the issue is we want to do it so an auto dealership would go there. I'm not sure that I agree with that kind of a blanket removal. And there might be another way to do that that ties the hands of the user. If we're gonna have any change in use from C2, I think we need to be very explicit and state in the stipulations and the conditions of approval very specifically what those conditions are. We talk about... For example, we talk about compliance with the basic development as described in the project narrative, and I understand that, and as shown on the site plan submitted, perhaps we might even need to get a little bit more specific and double state it just to make sure there's no misunderstanding or there's no way that down the road this could get misunderstood by somebody having to look at two separate pieces of paper that this is what we intended. If we decide to go forward in whatever manner, and we may not, but I want it to be crystal clear as to what is intended and what the deal is. If we're going to change a bargain that was made, I think we need to err on the side of specificity and be very exact in the as much as we can in this ordinance. Councilmember Summers.
I have some concerns with that.
Okay.
And it leads to this. There's some fairly specific restrictions on this property right now. For example, it says C2 uses for both pads, and it can be used for certain restaurant uses, but it excludes any drive-thrus. So now you're down to only certain types of you couldn't get a Chick-fil-A, you couldn't get a Starbucks that stands individually that has a drive-thru to it, because that's restricted out. I also feel if we're going to allow an auto dealership in order to make that palatable, we're going to have to make some restrictions on a site plan, and yet we have a bit of a chicken and egg problem here. We don't have a user coming forward like
BMW or Toyota or Mini Cooper or whomever is interested in this site, saying that we would be willing to stipulate that. We don't have a user. They haven't stepped forward. There's a possibility of that, but we don't know for certain. So we don't know if the stipulations that we might be placing on this site would restrict out the very users that Cardinale is trying to attract. On the other hand, I also agree with you that just opening this up for any M1 use probably wouldn't do the neighbors any good. But as it's written currently, a bar and grill could open there. There's no design standard. There's no, they could put the dumpster by wherever as long as it met the code. Those design standards aren't in there either. So what part of the difficulty with this is we don't actually have a user interested.
And I agree with you. And what I'd like, and what I've talked to the applicant about is while we don't have a user, there are certain things on the site plan that go to the effect to the neighbors. And that's what I'd concentrate on. The opposition, because it is an auto dealer, is there are certain uses and certain conditions that exist with an auto dealer that create a
undesirable
situation. I'd like to concentrate on those items and those issues. For example, if we have a site plan that the site plan that's been submitted shows the repair shop hugging the west boundary. Now, regardless of whether BMW or Audi or whoever comes in there, my feeling is that they're going to have to live with a repair shop that's hugging the west boundary because that was presented there so it would mitigate the effects on the dealer. So once again, this is the applicant that's coming to us to ask to undo a bargain that was made. And I think that there's a very high burden that they should meet. And I agree with you, which is why I don't want to undo the stipulation. I think that we could actually turn out worse with a C2 use as far as it relates to the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And yet, that's not what the applicant's asking for. They're basically asking for an auto dealer. And I think that what we can do is say, okay, if that's what you want, then we need to be very specific as to what this auto dealership is going to have, the kind of lighting it's going to have, not just a conforms with city standards. I would like to know exactly what lights they're going to put in there, regardless of what auto dealer there is. And if that creates a problem, then they can tell us, listen, we're not going to be able to market this to any dealership with these kind of stipulations. And I think that's something we need to weigh because, once again, in 2001, there was a deal made. I don't want to undo that deal. But on the other hand, I want to recognize the fact that we can potentially put in a use, whether it be an auto dealer or something else, that actually mitigates the concerns of the neighbors as far as the kind of undesirable effects of having that there. That makes sense at all? So those are just, landscape. I'd like the landscape plan attached and made part of the stipulations so that there is no question if we are approving certain landscaping and if that is a mitigating factor, that there is no question to anyone who picks this up, whether it be 6 months or 5 years from now, that the neighbors can feel comfortable that will be part of the approval, that it cannot be undone. And I think that if you put it in three different documents, you're going to have that issue. And if they want to go back to a C2 use, it's already there.
Oh,
we're not removing it.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and they can use the C2 use right now.
Because that's where it is. And that's the deal they made.
Yeah, and, I'm interested in seeing this come to a study session so we can examine it a little bit more thoroughly. My only concern is we're changing one deal out for another deal. And
that may be the case.
We're going to have to get some of the neighbors in here to...
Which is why I'd like to concentrate once again on the effect on the neighborhood. And sometimes with these land uses, I remember there was a case that I followed where someone said, that you guys were involved with a hotel. Hotels ruin neighborhoods. And I was thinking how terrible the Biltmore area was doing with that ugly hotel in the middle of it. You know, to make a blatant statement that hotels ruin neighborhoods, certain types of hotels with certain types of things certainly have the ability to ruin a neighborhood. Certain other types of hotels make a neighborhood the most desirable address in the city.
Gaylord.
There you go. I'm hoping we can get over the thing that this label somehow creates something bad for the neighborhood when actually it's not the building that creates, it's the use and the way it's used. And I can certainly see the neighbors showing up after steakhouses built on one of these parcels and complain about the miserable effects that that restaurant operations has, and right now they can do that without any further input from us because it's conforming use. So, you know, that's why I think we need to, more time to balance this, and a study session would be a great way to air all this out. And we can bring the neighbors in and have a nice talk with them.
A question to the attorney or maybe to John, is there any risk of what we've said thus far might have to go back to planning and zoning for their review and approval?
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, right now it sounds like just some adjustments to within the realms of what the P&Z board has already talked about, so I think we're okay. But we'll see how far we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm literally looking at clarifying and being more specific on things they've already approved.
Not
on changing.
Yeah, okay. My preference is to keep it here if we can. And if it needs to go back, then it needs to go back.
Any other comments? So we'll schedule this we'll schedule this for a study session. And is that okay? What page were we on? That was page 7. Anything else on page 7? Page 8?
Mayor,
Mr. Wesley?
Item 8A.
8A?
8A, the annexation 0626, in discussions with the applicant this afternoon. They would like to have this continued to the December 8th meeting.
All right, so it'll stay on consent, but with a continuation to December 8th. Is that correct? Okay. Anything else on page 8? Councilmember Higgins.
Items 8B and 8C, I would like to be able to vote on those separate.
Okay, so you'd like 8B and 8C, that 8 Bravo, 8 Charlie, removed from consent.
Yes.
Okay. Page 9. All right. Item number 3, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Second. Moved by Councilmember Kavanaugh, second by Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, Councilmember Richens and myself attended a week ago Sunday the commemoration service at the Mesa Cemetery for the 24 RAF pilots that are buried at Mesa Cemetery from World War II. It was a really nice, it's the largest remembrance service outside of England that happens here in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. And that Tuesday, on November 11th, I think, I know I had the opportunity to attend the Veterans Day Parade in through downtown Mesa. Very well attended, very well done. Kudos to the Veterans Day Parade Committee who did a wonderful job. I don't know how many thousands of people we had there, but it was 5 or 6 people deep for the entire parade length, so it was very well done. And Councilman Richens, I think you were helping them set up.
The veterans?
Yeah. And Councilman Summers there too? Okay. So thank you very much for participating in that. So we appreciate it. Okay. Mr. Brady, schedule meetings.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder to Council, we have a study session this Thursday, November 20th, beginning at 7:30 a.m. Also, this Saturday, November 22nd, will be the Fall Transit Fest at the Sycamore Transit Center from 8 to 10:30 a.m. There will be a free pancake breakfast along with tours of the light rail train and bus. And then also, there will be a special council meeting on November 24th at 4 p.m., and the purpose of that meeting is to canvass the election, the November 4th election. So it shouldn't take too long, but the council needs to take that action. And there will be no study session on November 27th, which is Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanksgiving for that. Okay. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from citizens present?
No requests, ma'am.
All right. Any other items? Move for motion for adjournment. Moved by Councilmember Higgins, second by Councilmember Richens. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. We'll reconvene upstairs in 7 minutes.